I mean, especially when you're what, you're a teenager or you're young, or
it's terrible.
You couldn't meet a girl, or at least you'd be in trouble trying to.
I've never had a pair of sandals in my life.
Yeah, well, how could you?
Yeah, you couldn't.
So did your folks look at it, into it when you were younger and say, listen, Ken, we'll try and sort
you? No, they didn't. It was just a thing, you know, I had it, and you just got on with it and got over it. And in Ireland, it wasn't so bad. But when I moved to Germany 20 years ago, we have 30 degrees here today.
Okay,
so it was 30 degrees yesterday, so it's a lot worse when it's a lot hotter.
And are you in a relationship? Are you married or in a relationship of any sort? Or?
Oh, I'm in a relationship with a girl from Killarney, and Shane is her name. We were 20 years together.
20 years together. So did you ever talk to her about that in the early days?
Well, she knew it was there, and you know what I mean? I couldn't do anything about it. You just kind of got on with it and showered and kept yourself as fresh as you could and change your shoes and your socks as often as you could.
Yeah.
But it was always a problem. You were always conscious of it.
That's what you sound very aware of it, to the point that you were doing all that. You didn't kind of sit back and say, look, this is what I am, this is what I have. You were obviously...
No. Yeah. Absolutely not. Of course you're embarrassed if your feet sweat or if your feet smell or your shoes smell. Of course you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to, you know, change your socks and shoes as often as you could and, you know, yeah.
Okay, so... So many years later, you're 51, you're living in Germany now, and you decide, okay, this has to stop. And when you heard Botox, did you say, hang on a second, you know, I don't want no expression on my face. I want the sweat to go. So what are you talking about?
Actually, Anne knew that I was that conscious of it. She looked it up and she said, I heard that this Botox works. And I said, you get that in your face. No, she said, it works for it. So I asked the nurse in my doctor's practice, and she said, yeah, my friend got it done under her arms. So she gave me a contact. We went to a doctor, and the doctor says to me, yeah, we can do it. We inject Botox in, it goes into your every bend in your finger and four times across your hand. There's 40 injections in your hand. It's just like an injection you're getting when you get your blood taken. It's quite painful, but Ryan,
yeah,
it's changed my life.
Get away.
As soon as 2 days after I got the Botox in my hands,
yeah,
my feet, he said he doesn't handle the feet. He won't do it in the feet, they're too sensitive.
Okay.
But the feet stopped sweating as well.
Oh, just as a bonus.
Yeah, it just, whatever it is with the nervous system, once the hands stop sweating, the feet stop sweating.
Wow, you must have been a new man.
Absolutely. I tell you what, 2 days ago, I went to a town near us in Essen, and it's the first time in my life I bought a handmade pair of shoes.
Oh, get away. You treated yourself.
Yeah, because now they won't rot off my feet.
Yeah.
And it's so important to me. Really, Ryan, anybody in Ireland can contact me, and I'd help them get this done in Germany, because I know what it's like. It just takes every minute of your day. You're thinking of it.
How much did it cost?
The more you think of it, the worse
it gets.
It cost €328 for the Botox. And your health insurance paid for the doctor, and the doctor was €140.
Not bad going at all for what happened.
No, exactly. And it has to be repeated every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the more often you repeat it, the less you have to repeat it, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do indeed. Yeah, I do. I get it. That sounds like money well spent. It also did you get your confidence back?
No, I wouldn't say I got my confidence back, because
have confidence issues.
No, because I'm a very public person anyway. I'm a public, and you're meeting the public. But I'm not as conscious.
Yes,
so I'm far more relaxed.
Yeah.
So I'm not as conscious. It must be terrible for girls. It's bad enough for a man, like, you know.
Yeah.
But a young girl can't wear sandals, conscious of it, her clothes. And, you know, it must be absolutely horrific for a girl.
Because people think
it can be done.
People think sweaty hands is nervousness. But actually, it can often just be a physical thing. It's nothing to do with your nerves, in the sense that you're not...
It's nothing to do with your nerves.
You're a confident public, and you're shaking hands over the bar the whole time. You're not nervous.
Yeah.
You're not worried about meeting somebody. You just have this unfortunate genetic disposition to sweat all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it can be done under the arms as well.
Right.
So there's something that can be done, you know, and anybody can contact me, and I'll help anybody that I can.
How did you end up in Germany, Ken?
I was working in Killarney, had a great job in Killarney, and then my first relationship, my marriage broke up, and I just wanted a new start, and I came to Germany, and I have my own pub over here, myself and Anne have our own pub here, and we're quite happy and it's going well, so can't complain.
So what's the pub called and where is it?
It's called Thomas Mulvaney's. It's in a place called Marl. You can look it up on the internet. Thomas Mulvaney, he was an Irish guy that came from Dublin and started mining in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he opened three mines here in this area, which was, after the war, it was the main, the coal and iron ore from this area fueled the whole rebuilding of Germany. And he came from Dublin. He opened three mines. One is called the Éireann, one is called Hibernia, and the other one's called Shamrock.
They're the mines that he opened.
They're the mines he opened. He invented a system of sinking a shaft through water.
Right, okay.
Brilliant, man.
And your pub is doing good business, I hope.
We're doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
Delighted to hear it.
Can't
so,
complain.
So life got better. You got a second chance and you embraced it and things are good.
Yeah.
All right.
And life is good.
Hey, listen, thanks for listening to us all the way over in Deutschland.
We listen to you every morning. It's a great show and we love it. Well done. Keep going.
You're good to say. I was talking to a fellow yesterday who was Jürgen, who was telling me about watching the World Cup final in Roundwood up in Wicklow. And he was saying that they were celebrating so much that the couch he was sitting on with his family, whatever, snapped right in half down the middle. And he turned around to the wife and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And she turned around and said, "I have always hated that couch." So it was a win-win.
It was the Germans. It's lovely to see. When I came here 20 years ago, they were ashamed to be German. But now they're proud to be German. It's lovely to see that a country, a very good country, and very nice people, are proud of themselves finally.
Yeah, it's taken them some time and with good reason.
Yeah.
But we all have to move on, as I say. But it's a long shadow cast.
You can't change the past, Ryan. You can only change the future.
And you can't also be constantly your forefathers, you know, ancestors,
it's not their fault.
People. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. You can't keep taking the blame all the time, generation after generation. Anyway, Ken, good luck this weekend. I hope the tills are ringing to the sound of your unsweating hands.
God bless.
Take care of yourself. Good to talk to you.
God bless. Bye.